ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। श्री हिरण्यकशिपु वाच व्यक्तम त्वम् मर्तुकामः असि यः अतिमात्रम् विकट्ठसे मुमुर्षूनाम्। हि मन्द आत्मन् ननु स्युः विक्लवाः। श्रीहिरण्यकशिपुर्वाच व्यक्तं त्वं मर्तुकामोऽस्मि योतिमात्रं विकट्ठसे मुमुर्षूनां हि मन्दात्मन् ननु स्यार्विक्लवा गिराः। श्रीहिरण्यकशिपुर्वाच व्यक्तं त्वं मर्तुकामोऽसि योतिमात्रं विकट्ठसे मुमुर्षूनां हि मन्दात्मन् ननु स्युर्विक्लवा गिरः। श्रीहिरण्यकशिपुर्वाच व्यक्तं त्वं मर्तुकामोऽसि योतिमात्रं विकट्ठसे मुमुर्षूनां हि मन्दात्मन् ननु स्युर्विक्लवा गिरः। Hiranyakashipu Vacha, the blessed Hiranyakashipu said, Vyaktam, evidently, Tvam, you, Martukamaha, desirous of death, Asi, or, Yaha, one who, Atimatram, without limit, Vikatthase, or boasting, as if you had conquered your senses, whereas your father could not do so. Mumurshunam, of persons who are about to meet immediate death. He, indeed, Manda Atman, O unintelligent rascal, Nanu, certainly, Syuhu, become, Viklavaha, confused, Giraha, the words. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakashipu replied, you rascal, you are trying to minimize my value as if you are better than me at controlling the senses. This is over intelligent. I can therefore understand that you desire to die at my hands, for this kind of nonsensical talk is indulged in by those about to die. Purport. It is said in Itopadesha, Upadesho hi murkhanam prokapaya na shantaye. If good instructions are given to foolish person, he does not take advantage of them, but becomes more and more angry. Prahlad Maharaj's authorized instructions to his father were not accepted by Hiranyakashipu as truth. Instead, Hiranyakashipu became increasingly angry at his great son, who was a pure devotee. This kind of difficulty always exists when a devotee preaches Krishna consciousness to persons like Hiranyakashipu, who are interested in money and women. The word Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu refers to cushion or good bedding. Moreover, a father does not like to be instructed by his son, especially if the father is a demon. Prahlad Maharaj, Vaishnava preaching to his demoniac father, was indirectly effective, for because of Hiranyakashipu's excessive jealousy of Krishna and his devotee, he was inviting Nrisingadev to kill him very quickly. Thus he was expediting his being killed by the Lord himself. Although Hiranyakashipu was a demon, he is described here by the added word Shri. Why? The answer is that fortunately he had such a great devotee son as Prahlad Maharaj. Thus although he was a demon, he would attain salvation and return home back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here, Shri Hiranyakashipu Vacha is mentioned here. It's very interesting. Other day, Hariparshadra explained why it is Shri is added like that. So again here, Srila Prabhupada also is explaining in the purport. Because he is going to go back home to Godhead. Right? Once Srila Prabhupada was mentioning, something happened and then one devotee was saying, my father is very nice, my mother is very nice. Srila Prabhupada said, the parents of all my devotees are very nice. Otherwise, how they would have given birth to a devotee? Right? They all will go back home back to Godhead. Once there is one devotee, Kulashekar Prabhu from England. He was driving Prabhupada in a Jaguar car. He's Kulashekar Prabhu's father. He had a Jaguar car. So he was driving Srila Prabhupada in London. And he was driving and very medium speed only. But two double-decker buses, they were coming in the front. and they were about to hit, you know, that Jaguar car where Srila Prabhupada was sitting. And because Kulshekhar Prabhu's father, he was friendly to his son, he immediately is almost about to hit the car. And everybody was tense in the car. And then Kulshekhar Prabhu's father chanted loudly, "Hari Bol!" Like that. And the two buses, they parted and there was just enough space for the Jaguar car to go. And then he looked at Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was sitting beside him. Srila Prabhupada was grinning. Wow, very good. You know. So later on, Kulshekhar Prabhu's father was mentioning to Kulshekhar Prabhu that actually, you, that day, remember, I was driving your guru, and the two buses were going to hit, but the two buses parted just like Red Sea parted to give way to the Lord. I don't know, some pastime must be there in Christianity. Is it like that? So, just like Yamuna gave part, you know, like that. So, he was, later on when Srila Prabhupada, talking to Kulshekhar Prabhu, he said that, because you are a devotee, 28 generations of you will be delivered. Then Kulshekhar Prabhu asked, Prabhupada, what does that mean to be, you know, that my parents will be delivered? Because even if without practicing Krishna consciousness, they will become delivered. Srila Prabhupada replied, no, they become delivered means in their next life, they will definitely become devotees. Then Kulshekhar Prabhu asked, what about my sister and her husband, my brothers? Prabhupada said, yes. All those, your sister, your brother, everybody. Then he explained that, suppose in this birth, there are no 14 generations. Right? So in your previous birth generations, they will become delivered. You know? So that is, it is so auspicious to be a devotee. Sometimes parents, they object very badly, you know, and they become very disturbed. I know one devotee, even myself, you know, I face so much problem from my father. So much problem. So my father's eldest brother, he was a very close, closely associated with Mrs. Gandhi, Sanjay Gandhi, Rajiv Gandhi and all. So he wanted to, my father wanted to go to President of India and, you know, write a letter, close down ISKCON, you know, all that stuff like that. He was saying that why, you know, ISKCON people are attracting engineers and doctors, IITians and all. So we spend so much money to educate you in engineering, you know, it's a big loss. So there are so many homeless people and all, why can't you take them, you know, leave all of, you know, young people like you alone. Why are they? I told, they are all welcome. You know, they are all welcome. But they ask them if they want to come and stay in temple. They will not, right? So those who are very fortunate, only they become attracted to Krishna consciousness. You know, then so such fortune we should not give up, because sometimes, you know, they become. Like my mother was threatening that I will commit suicide. You know, I said, go ahead. Right? So, they simply threat. Give a threat. They become very disturbed. Sometimes they fall sick. You know? Like, you know, still, you know, if you want to become perfect in Krishna consciousness and if you want to stay in ISKCON and serve that, you know, deities and all, you must be very determined. You know, like Sri Prahlad Maharaj, he was very determined in front of Hiranyakashipu, right? Who was such a huge, big demon, you know. But Sri Prahlad was, his mother, she was very attached to Prahlad Maharaj. So, Maharani Khayadu. So, Maharani, so Hiranyakashipu's demand was this only. Why you are worshipping Vishnu, who is our enemy? You know, you, whole world is worshipping me. So you should also chant. Yeah? Om Namo Hiranyakashipu Namaha. Right? Whole world was worshipping me. He was so envious of Vishnu that one farmer, he kept the name of his son as Vishnu. You know? So he killed him. He said, how you kept the name of your son? You know, simply because of keeping the name of his son as Vishnu, he got him killed. He said, no, nobody. So, see, whole world, you know, he said, you know, when Narada Muni kept Maharani Kayadu in the ashram, then Hiranyakashipu, when Prahlad was very born, Prahlad was, you know, born devotee, and he was so pleased, and he was so beautiful. He was like lotus, you know, his face was, you know, looking like a blooming lotus flower. And he was so beautiful, and Hiranyakashipu became very happy seeing Prahlad. Such a beautiful son was born. You know? Then Naradji, I am very grateful to you. I am giving you a chance to, you know, do Namkaran of my son. So Narad Muni said, okay, because you became very happy by having this boy, so I am giving the name as Prahlad. You know, as Prahlad. Then he said, I'm so grateful to you that, you know, you maintained my... He told his wife that I am very happy that, you know, you gave such birth to such a beautiful son. If you have any desire, you let me know. So she is the, you know, Maharani of the entire universe. But she said, I am getting so much happiness by staying in Narad Muni's ashram. I want to stay here for some more time. You know? Then he told Narad Muni, I am so grateful to you. If you want any one more benediction, I will give you. You know, he was asking Narad Muni. So Narad Muni said, okay, please, you know, keep your son for some time with me. Okay, but he said one condition. You know, you should not teach Vishnu's name to my son. Right? So Narad Muni said, yeah, thank you very much. I will not teach. So Prahlad Maharaj, later on, he was telling, you know, his boys, my guru is very smart. He taught me only 999 names because Krishna has, you know, 1000 names, right? So he never taught me Vishnu's name to me, but he taught all other 999 names because Hiranyakashipu said, don't teach only Vishnu's name. Right? Like that. So Narada Muni trained Shri Prahlad. Then he stopped whole world not to chant Vishnu's names. But his own son, he was chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then he was worried, you know. What? I stopped the whole world and my son is chanting. Then why anybody would care? That is why he was so angry. He said, how you are getting this strength? Right? That previous one verse has come. You know, I am getting the strength from the same person that you are also getting. Like that. So, Hiranyakashipu, he was attracted to gold and women. But after Shri Prahlad was born, all the happiness is gone. Once Prahlad Maharaj came back to his home, all the happiness is gone. Because he was constantly, you know, thinking about Prahlad. You know, how this guy is chanting, you know, names of Vishnu. How he is chanting the names of Vishnu. All that happiness is ud gaya. Right? Then he is constantly worried. Just like Kamsa, he is constantly worried. He occupied the throne of Mathura, but he was constantly worried. When Krishna will come? When Krishna will come? Right? When will Krishna will come? You know, everywhere he would see Krishna. While eating also, he would see Krishna in the Anna. Everywhere he would see Krishna. He is completely Krishna conscious. Right? So, Narada Muni, that is why Shri Prahlad Narad Muni, he was saying that in the assembly of Rajasya sacrifice, that my dear king, I consider that demons are more fortunate than devotees, because they are more able to become more absorbed more intensely than devotees. Demons are absorbed in Krishna consciousness more intensely than devotees. Devotees, you know, they may take it casually, but these guys are so absorbed here in Krishna that Shishupal, you know, Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, Ramchandra, they are all, you know, so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness that they won't forget Krishna even for a moment. You know, it is given Ramayana, when there is a fight going on between Ramchandra and Ravanasur. You know, Ramchandra, he has to release a Brahmastra, his arrow, you know, piercing the chest. But he was unable to do it. Ramchandra was hesitating. You know, he was only cutting the heads. But in order to kill him, because his heads are, you know, he has got the boon. Once you cut his head, one more head is appearing. He cut his head, one more head is appearing. Like that he was bewildered. Then why is unable to kill, unable to release the arrow on the chest? Because Ravanasur is constantly keeping Sitaji in his heart. Constantly. Means absorbed in Sita consciousness, Lakshmi Devi. And how can Ramchandra pierce the heart where Sitaji is sitting? You know, then Vibhishanji said, you know, there is a Amrit in his navel. You know, you release arrows in such a way that Ravanasur should become bewildered and become frightened in such a way that he would forget Sitaji for a moment. At that moment, you have to kill him. So, Ramchandra Bhagavan, then he started releasing, you know, hundreds and thousands of arrows on Ravanasur. And then Ravanasur became frightened. And then for a moment, he forgot Sitaji. And at that moment, you know, he released the arrow and destroyed the Amrit in his navel. And then he pierced his chest and killed him. Like that, Hiranyakashipu also, he was constantly absorbed in Sri Prahlad. Constantly envious of Vishnu. Right? Once, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Mexico or somewhere. And then Srila Prabhupada, he asked, Hridayananda Maharaj was translating. So one lady, she got up and asked, Swamiji, you are saying that Antakalecha Mameva Smaran Muktva Kalevaram Yah Prayati Samadbhavam Yatinas Chatra Samshayam. If somebody remembers Krishna at the time of death, he will attain Krishna. Suppose if someone doesn't remember Krishna, but if somebody remembers you, what will happen? Will he attain perfection? She asked. Srila Prabhupada heard and then he felt a little shy. You know? Prabhupada said, yes. Yes. If you remember Prabhupada also, you will go back home back to Godhead. Right? It's easy to remember Prabhupada than Krishna, you know. Right? Many of the, like Brahmananda Prabhu and many of the Prabhupada disciples, they say, we don't know so much Krishna, but we know Prabhupada. Because, you know, they served Srila Prabhupada so much and they had so much love for Prabhupada. You know, so their whole bodies, their whole consciousness is full of Prabhupada. Right? Like that. So, in the same condition of, Hiranyakashipu's condition is also same. Right? Constantly absorbed in Srila Prahlad Maharaj. Constantly. That is why Srila Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita one purport that usually in this kalpa, Jay and Vijay, they became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and Ravanasura, Kumbhakarna, then Shishupala and Dantavakra. Jay and Vijay they became. But in some other kalpas, it is not necessary that Jay and Vijay only they will come. Regular living entities also, they could be cursed to become Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaksha or whatever. You know, they could become. So, Prabhupada explains that even though Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they were killed by Lord Nishingadev, they did not achieve liberation. They did not achieve liberation. They took birth as Ravanasura and Kumbhakarna. Why? Because Hiranyakashipu got a very good birth as in a Brahmin family as Ravanasura, because he was constantly absorbed in thinking of Prahlad Maharaj. Got very opulent, golden Lanka and all that. So Ravanasura, he got killed by Ramchandra. He did not achieve liberation. He took birth as Shishupala. That is also in a king's family as a very good birth, because he was absorbed in thinking of Sitaji all the time. Then Shishupala, he was killed by Krishna, because he was completely absorbed in Krishna. He got liberation because he was killed by Krishna. So in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, it is mentioned that only when Krishna kills the demons, then only they will attain liberation. Only because that is the completeness, that is the uniqueness of Krishna's incarnation, Krishna's appearance in this world. In Laghu Bhagavatamrita, it is discussed like that. So, but Gaurakaran Dinesha Deepika says that they were not so happy with that. So they took birth as Jagai and Madai. And they served Vaishnavas and they attained Krishna Prema. So this is the uniqueness of this age, like that. So that is why it is mentioned here, Shri Hiranyakashipu Vacha, because he is going to get perfection by being killed by Lord Nishingadev. So either way, whether you think, if you think favorably of Krishna, then you will get Krishna Prema. If you think unfavorably also about Krishna, then you may get some liberation. Or like Putana and Agasura, the demon, when Krishna and his coward boyfriends, they were going for a picnic, one day. So that day Krishna said, we will leave early. So they left early. So it is mentioned that all the coward boyfriends, they were playing with Krishna, and they saw this huge demon, python, Agasura. And some of the friends, they were discussing, what is this? This is some snake or some demon or something, like that. Okay, let us test it out. Then one Sridhama and all, they were saying, even if he is a demon, no problem. We will enter because our Krishna is there. Krishna will save us. Right? And Krishna realized that this guy is a demon, and then he wanted to stop. He wanted to stop the coward boys from entering the Agasura's mouth, because he knew that he is a demon. But by the time Krishna could stop them, they already entered. Right? So here a question may arise. How come, Krishna's Satya Sankalpa Shakti did not work? Because Krishna wanted to stop them, but he could not stop them. Right? Vishnu Chandrakur explains that actually, his devotees have desired that we will enter the this demon's mouth and Krishna should come and save us. That is their desire. And Krishna's desire is that he wanted to stop the coward boys to enter the mouth of Agasura. So Vishnu Chandrakur comments that Krishna gives more importance to the desire of his devotees than his own desire. That is why, you know, they entered like that. Then Krishna killed him. All the demigods and all, they are very scared of Agasura demon. And when this happened, when Krishna entered the mouth of Agasura, you know, they all were very scared. What will happen? Then Krishna became, you know, very big, and then he came out and then he killed Agasura. So Agasura, by the time Krishna and the coward boy's friends, they came out of the mouth of Agasura, the Agasura's soul was waiting outside. So when Krishna came out, then that soul become merged with the Krishna's body. And all the demigods, they were shocked. How come, you know, this Agasura got liberation? You know, he was such an envious demon. You know, he was ready to kill Krishna. You know, but they know, it is said that Sakrityad Anga Pratimantar Ahita. You know, Manomayam Bhagavatim Dadogatim. Sayeva Nityatma Sukhanubhuti Abhi. Vyudasta Mayo Antargata Kim Punaha. So this verse is from 10th Canto Bhagavatam. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying, what is so surprising about this? That actually Agasura got, Sakrud means even once in your life. Sakrud Yad Anga Pratimantar Ahita. If you take Radha Ras Bihari, even once in your life, and think of the form of Radha Ras Bihari, and absorbed in the thinking of the form of Radha Ras Bihari, you know, bring that form in your heart, and even once also, you know, Manumayim Bhagavatim Dadogatim, Krishna will send you to Golok Vrindavan. He will send you even once also. No? Then what to speak of Agasura? You, in whose body Krishna entered and touched him. Not that Agasura brought Krishna in his heart, but Krishna entered into his body. Then he said, what to speak of all those devotees? Sayeva Nityatma Sukhanubhuti Abhi. Those devotees like Katvanga Maharaj and all the other devotees who always think about Krishna. For them, so it is said that Agasura got Sarupya Mukti. Sarupya Mukti, which is actually Asatam Sudurlavam. In the previous verse it is given. Asatam Sudurlavam. For such people, Nityatma Samya, Asatam Sudurlabam. It is said that those who are actually relishing Krishna, Atma, so even for them it is very easy. But actually, even for Atmarams, Atma Samya, means even for those Atmarams, for them also, it is very, very difficult to get Krishna. Then Asatam Sudurlabam, for those demons, even getting Sahaja Mukti is also very, very difficult. But in such circumstance, because Agasura's body was touched by, Agopiyat, Sparsha Dauta Patakaha, Agasura's body was touched by Krishna, he became completely purified. Then he got Sarupya Mukti. That was the then what to speak of all those devotees who gave milk to Krishna, all those devotees who are worshipping Krishna's lotus feet. What to speak of all the devotees who are always keeping Krishna in their hearts, like that. So this is Krishna consciousness. somehow or other, enakena prakarena, somebody comes in touch with the Krishna consciousness, their lives will be glorified. You know, their lives will become auspicious. That is why here it is mentioned, Sri Hiranyakashipu Vacha. You know, because in future he is going to get liberation. That is why already he was addressed. In the same way, Dhruva Maharaj's pastime, Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, one has to be very, very careful. One should not offend anybody. Because Dhruva Maharaj, when he was very small, his stepmother and his brother, stepbrother, they have insulted Dhruva Maharaj. So, Suruchi, she died in the forest fire, right? Right? And then his brother also got killed. What's his name? Huh? Uttam. Right? So, Prabhupada writes in the purport, Suruchi got killed because she offended a person who is going to become a pure devotee in future. Sometimes we condemn people. This person is like this, that person is like this. What to speak of karmis? We condemn devotees. You know? But just one mistake we have to do, that's all. Whole temple will condemn. But we have to be very, very careful. You know, if somebody who has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should never condemn that person. However he fallen he may be. We have to be very, very careful. So, just like Hiranyakashipu is going to be liberated, that's why he was, you know, addressed as Shri. In the same way, if you offend a person who is going to become a pure devotee, you know, you will get offense. So we have to be very, very careful like that. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness is very auspicious. Any person, whoever is associated with Krishna consciousness, even indirectly also, remotely also, right? When Gundraj Khan, when Satyaraj Khan and his clan, they would come every year to meet Lord Chaitanya, Kulina Gram, they would bring ropes, you know, they would bring ropes. So Mahaprabhu was talking to Satyaraj Khan that your grandfather Gundraj Khan wrote a book, Krishna Vijaya. So in that book, he wrote one sentence, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is my life and soul. Just because he uttered this one sentence, he purchased me. I am so grateful to this person. I am indebted to this person. That what to speak of your family. Even a dog born in Kulina Gram, he will get Krishna Prema. Like that. So this Krishna consciousness, that's why, like Prahlad Maharaj, you know, we should spread this Krishna consciousness and make people's lives auspicious. You know, somehow or other, you know, either by giving some book or, you know, like that. Srila Prabhupada was mentioning very interesting thing that to my spiritual master, for my spiritual master, I am the only son. True inheritance of, inheritor of my Guru Maharaj's idea, philosophy, you know, riches. Because I am the only one who took it out and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. All my God brothers, they are like, you know, daughters. You know, daughters, they don't inherit because they are at home. Because a man goes out and earns money and all, that's why he gets inheritance. But previously, girls, they don't get inheritance. So all my God brothers, they are like my sister, daughters of my spiritual master. You know, they also got something, but they are stuck in their homes, like women. But I am the only son who spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, like that. So like that, we should follow Srila Prabhupada and help whoever comes in contact with us. You know, whatever it is, you know, we should give Krishna consciousness and Srila Prabhupada will be very pleased. Swasa Prabhu was describing first time when he was in Los Angeles, you know, he got a chance to go for a morning walk conversation with Srila Prabhupada. And that was a very rare You know, only sannyasis, dandadharis, they used to go. Like that. He was a simple brahmachari at the time. So he was thinking somehow or other that he should make some impression on Prabhupada. He should ask some question to Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada should recognize him like that. So the whole morning work while going, he was contemplating, I will ask now. But whenever he would like to ask the question, his mouth would become dry and he would become very tense and nervous and it won't come out. And another devotee, he was asking about Radha Krishna pastimes and all. Prabhupada is very serious. You know, he would one sentence he would reply and keep quiet and chant Hare Krishna. So when Prabhupada turned back, then Swasaprabhu was thinking, this is my chance. Otherwise I will lose it. I don't know when I will go able to. Then he suddenly shouted, Srila Prabhupada! And then Prabhupada was startled. Said, what happened? He said, Prabhupada, I want to please you. I said, yes. So then he started explaining how he was distributing books at the airport and how, you know, people are responding and all that. Prabhupada said, thank you very much. Then again and again he was saying, Prabhupada, I want to please you. We want to please you. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada turned to some sannyasis, said, he is my true devotee. Yeah? He is my true devotee. So Swasaprabhu was saying, so that sentence that, you know, he is my true devotee, you know, stuck in my head. That I understood, how to please Prabhupada. Prabhupada was saying that. Then, in 2004, first time when I went to America, I dropped it Los Angeles airport. First person I saw when I came out of the airport was devotees distributing books. I was thinking, how will you go, this, that. Then I asked the devotees, how to go to the temple? Then they said, we'll take you. Like that, Los Angeles is the last temple. Now they stopped, they lost the court case. You know, otherwise, that time Los Angeles is the only temple which was flourishing because they were distributing books even though other temples have stopped. Like that. So this is Prabhupada. Once Harikesh Maharaj told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you are in Prahlad Maharaj's mood. Prabhupada nodded, yes. Because Prahlad Maharaj did not want to go back home, back to Godhead, unless every soul got delivered. Right? So like that, so we should take this Krishna consciousness movement to everybody and all over the world. Whomever we come in contact, we should give a book of Prabhupada and make everybody like Hiranyakashipu became auspicious. Sri Hiranyakashipu, like that, all these people, chote-chote, ye to chote-chote Hiranyakashipu hai. Right? So, this chote-chote Hiranyakashipu ko, hum bhi aise hi the, right? We are also chote-chote Hiranyakashipu. Because Prabhupada book was there, so our lives became auspicious, like that. So, I would like to speak something about Lord Shiva, because yesterday, outside people, they celebrated, right? So, actually, according to Vaishnava calendar, once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offered obeisances to Sri Srimad Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi asked, what do you want? So, Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he said, please give me one benediction. He said, what? On Ekadasi, please fast, do fasting. Then he said, mixed Ekadasi you should avoid. If Dasami and Ekadasi are mixed, that is why Janmashtami also, sometimes we have 2 days. Right? Our Ekadasi and outside Ekadasi, there is a difference of 1 day. Sometimes. Like that Janmashtami also, 1 day difference comes. Like that Shivaratri, they are celebrating yesterday, we are celebrating today. Why it becomes... Mahaprabhu instructed that if Dasami and Ekadasi are mixed, you do it, don't do on Ekadasi, do it on Dwadasi. Do it on Dwadasi. In the same way, Ashtami like that. So if it is mixed, then do it next day. Like that. That is why there is a lot of confusion. Why, why in ISKCON we use separate like that? But this is the reason, Mahaprabhu's instruction, that if it is mixed, only if it is Shuddha Ekadasi, then you fast. Otherwise, you do it on Dwadasi. Like that, that is there. So, who is Lord Shiva? It is mentioned. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they did not take birth from human womb. Right? But they are not same with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the same time, they are not like us also. They are not Jiva Tattva also, like us. Then he says that all the living entities, all of us, we have 50 qualities. You know, there are total 64 qualities. And then we all have 50 qualities in very minute quantity. But Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they have 5 more extra qualities in great proportions. Right? Great proportions. So, this Shiva Tattva is different from Jiva Tattva. So, Lord Shiva is the, Lord Shambhu is the master of all living entities. Right? So, Lord Krishna himself, like it is all of you know, that you know when the milk is converted to curd, by some substance, mixing some substance, it becomes curd. Like that, Krishna only, when accepts some little bit of material nature, he becomes Shiva. But Shiva is not independent, he is dependent on Krishna. He is not like that. Right? So, it is very important to understand this Shiva Tattva. Somebody, when Srila Prabhupada, when he was, when Giriraj Maharaj, when he was in South India, there are a lot of Shaivites, So there was one very famous person, Ramakrishna. So Giriraj Maharaj is having an argument with him regarding Lord Shiva's, his position and all that. So they had, man mota ho gaya tha, there was some hurt feelings and all. So everybody, whenever Giriraj Maharaj would go and meet somebody, they would ask, oh, have you met Ramakrishna? Have you met Ramakrishna? Because he was a very famous religious person at that time. So when Prabhupada went to Chennai, that time Giriraj Maharaj mentioned that, would you like to meet this person? So he called Ramakrishna to meet with Prabhupada. So he asked, why can't we worship Lord Shiva? Then Srila Prabhupada explained that those who are having material desires, they can worship Lord Shiva. But those who are want to become free from material desires, they should worship only Krishna. Then he said, is it not possible to worship Lord Shiva without material desires? Srila Prabhupada said, usually not possible. Just like he gave an example. Suppose if somebody goes to a liquor shop, it is understood that he will drink liquor. Maybe sometimes somebody may not drink, but in general, if somebody goes to liquor shop, he will drink liquor. Like that, in general, if somebody is worshipping Lord Shiva, they will only do for material desires. So then Srila Prabhupada explained very nicely, what is the difference between bhakti and puja? Okay. Anybody knows? Jagannath Kirtan, what is the difference between bhakti and puja? Puja? Anybody knows? Bhakti. Very good. Padhta hai? Aapka student? You must read Prabhupada books. So Prabhupada is explaining that bhakti means you perform service without any material expectations, without any material desires. Puja means you perform service with the desire to get some material benefits. That's correct. So Prabhupada said, bhakti can be only done only to Krishna. And you cannot say Shiv Bhakt, my Shiv Bhakt hum. You cannot do bhakti to Shiv. You know, you can only do puja to Lord Shiva or Brahma or you know, Surya and all that. But bhakti only to Krishna. Then that person was convinced. Yeah, yeah. Like that. So Gaur Govind Maharaj says that those people who worship Lord Shiva, there are two kinds of people. You know, and they get two kinds of mercy. Right? One is akapata krupa and then kapata krupa. Akapata krupa means mercy without duplicity. Kapata krupa means mercy with duplicity. You know? So those people who are worshipping Lord Shiva, they those who want material desires and you know all that stuff. So he explains very nicely, Lord Shiva, if you see, when you know Lakshmi Devi, when she was choosing you know husband, you know she was you know, delineating all the qualities. Somebody may be very great, you know, but he may not be, he may not have conquered lust, that is Lord Brahma. Somebody may be conquered lust, but he may not be clean, you know. So he lives in the Samshan Ghat, you know, wears kapala, you know, all this, you know. Then vibhudi, he applies vibhudi, and then he is always almost, you know, naked. Always naked. So such a person, unclean all the time. So how can he satisfy me? You know, Lakshmiji was saying, like Radha Govindmara was saying in one class, that in Ramcharitmanas it is mentioned, it seems, that when Lord Shiva went as Bharat, all the Parvati's assistants and all the family members, they went to receive him, they all fainted, it seems. Because he was Nanga and all his you know booth associates, one is having one head, another is having you know mouth in the, on the forehead, another is having three mouths. They are saying, kya kya kaun hai, kaun aa gaya, Bharat aaya aur kaun aaya, like that. Then they offered him, it seems, halwa, puri and paneer sabji, and Lord Shiva asked, it seems, bang hai kya? So Parvati Devi's mother, she was so upset with Narad Muni, who aapke wajah se ye sab hua, kyunki unhone aapne aake bola ki Shivji aapke liye achha pati hai, isliye aap aisa kaisa pati leke aaya mere beti ke liye tum. Like that. So they were all bewildered since in the marriage ceremony. Like that. So Gaur Govind Maharaj was saying that Lord Shiva, he lives in Samshan Ghat. You know, he doesn't wear any cloth. Then, you know, asabhya, you know, means, of course, he is a great personality, but, you know, even the ordinary grahasthas also, you know, when the some brahmanas come and all, they don't make their wife sit on the lap, you know. Right? So, all this stuff. But all his devotees are very rich. You know? Yudhishthira Maharaj asked the same question in 10th Canto Bhagavatam, this discussion comes. Yudhishthira Maharaj asked, you know, he was shocked, you know. Lord Shiva lives in Samshan Ghat, but his devotees live in palace. And Lord Krishna lives in palace and his devotees live in poor huts. What is this? Like that. So He excels. So, because Lord Shiva is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness, when people come and ask for material desires, he is known as Asutosh. You know, quickly gives. You know, the Kapata Krupa. He gives all these material opulence and all, for which, you know, because of which they become entangled. You know, but actually those people who are devotees and they pray to Krishna, Lord Shiva, because he is in charge of false ego. You know, so please, if you pray to Lord Shiva to make us free from false ego, this bodily concept of life, then to devotees he will give akapatta krupa, mercy without duplicity, because Vaishnavanam yatashambhu. So somebody asked Prabhupada, how to worship Lord Shiva? Prabhupada said that you worship Lord Shiva as a Vaishnava. We accept Lord Shiva as Vaishnava, but we reject him as demigod. No, we don't like to worship him as demigod. But when we go to the Lord Shiva's temple, we pray to him to make us give us a devotional service. You know, like that Prabhupada said, all the gopis, they prayed to Lord Shiva. You know, the Gopishwar Mahadev, right? Yudhishthira Maharaj worshipped Lord Shiva. Even Ramchandra Bhagavan worshipped Lord Shiva. So he explains that there are two reasons why Krishna worshipped Lord Shiva. One is that yadyadi acharati sreshta tatra devetero jana, because madbhakta puja adhika, my devotee should be worshipped more than me. That is why Lord Shiva is worshipped more than Krishna, because he says that, you know, he himself worshipped Lord Shiva, then Lord Ramchandra worshipped Lord Shiva Rameshwaram, you know, because he wanted to see, you know, show them, you know, that you must worship my devotee like that. Another thing is, Krishna says, I am worshipping myself. Because when Krishna, actually there is one interesting pastime, that when Lord Shiva, Krishna appeared, you know, he from right hand side, he explained himself Balaram and all that. From left hand side, Radharani and all the gopis and all that, cows and, you know, bulls and all that. So when Lord Shiva, when he went to fight with Tripurasur, it seems he was struck with little pride, you know, with little pride. So he thought, I am so great, I will kill him like this. So this Mayadhana is very, you know, powerful, you know. He created, you know, three cities and they were fighting and all that stuff. So Lord Shiva was getting defeated. So for 100 years they fought with each other. So they could not defeat each other. Yeah, like that. Then the Maya, these Triprasuras, they created some Maya and bewildered Lord Shiva. And then when Lord Shiva, then they hit Lord Shiva and Lord Shiva fell down. At that time, Lord Shiva fervently prayed to Lord Krishna. You know, then Lord Krishna came as a bull. Then he lifted him. You know. Then he made him sit on the bull, and then he fought, and then Triprasuras were killed. So actually, Lord Krishna himself is bull. You know, he is expansion only. So Lord bull, you know, Lord Krishna only carries Lord Shiva on his back, like that. So like this, Priyascha Sakyo. You know, they are very, it is mentioned that Sakshad Haritvena Samastha Shastra, spiritual master should be worshipped as equal to Krishna. Like that, Lord Shiva is also worshipped like Krishna, because it's not that spiritual master and Lord Shiva are equal to him, because Lord Krishna considers Priyascha Sakyu, he considers them as very intimate, as very intimate friends. That is why, like that. Otherwise, it is said that anybody who says that Lord Shiva and Krishna are equal, they are known as Pashandis. So, Parvati Devi asked, why do you wear all these, you know, inauspicious things? There is one demon, Namuchi. There are many people who became devotees of Krishna who became demons. And they are troubling demigods like anything. So, Krishna has a vow that he will not kill his devotees. So they were unable to kill these demons because sometimes they are devotees of Krishna and then they are troubling demigods. And all the demigods, they went to Lord Krishna and said, see, like this is happening. Then he said, okay. Then Lord Krishna called Lord Shiva and told, you know, you spread this Pashupata parampara, Pashupatas, where, you know, you become, you know, like this, you wear all these things and you make them all these things and you spread these tamasic scriptures among themselves and then turn them away from me so that they won't become my devotees. You know, so the main reason for spreading Mayavad philosophy is to distract these brahmanas, so-called brahmanas, who were demons in their previous life, who became brahmanas, to wean them away from devotion service, so that pure devotion service is kept intact, and sincere people only will take up Krishna consciousness. So that is the reason. Then Lord Shiva begged, you know, if I associate with all these people, what will happen to me? Then Krishna gave him the Vishnu Sahasranama Stotra. Then he said, you chant these mantras every day, then you will not become, become contaminated. Then it is said that 100 uninitiated brahmanas are equal to one initiated brahmachari. 100 brahmacharis is equal to one grahastha. One grahastha is equal to one vanaprastha. 100 grahasthas equal to one vanaprastha. And 100 vanaprasthas is equal to one sannyasi. And one sannyasi is equal to a teacher of Angirasa, part of Vedas, Atharva Veda. You know? No. 100 sannyasis is equal to chanter of Shiva mantras. Shiva mantra. Then 100 Shiva mantra, chanters of Shiva mantra is equal to one Angirasa, teacher of Angirasa, part of Atharva Veda. And then 100 such brahmanas, you know, such teachers is equal to one teacher of king of mantras. So that king of mantra is Narsingha mantra. So somebody asked whether to worship whom, we should chant Om Namah Shivaya or whatever. So then they gave this equation, you know, like that. So king of all mantras, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It is said that once brahmana, he was going around, then he met, there is one village chief, he is a great worshipper of Lord Shiva. Because he was injured that day, he requested this brahmana to worship Lord Shiva. But this brahmana said, I am a Vaishnava, I cannot worship Lord Shiva. Then he took out his sword and then he threatened him that I will kill you. Then he said, see, this is Narsingadev, he is the devotee of Lord Narsingadev. You know, Lord Shiva is in charge of Tamogun, Tamas. And Lord Narsingadev is destroyer of Tamas. So I will worship, you know, this Shivalinga as Lord Narsingadev. So he was chanting Om Namo, Om Narsingaya Namaha, Om Narsingaya Namaha, like that he was chanting and worshipping, you know, Shivalinga. Then this village chief came and he wanted to kill. Why are you worshipping, you know, my Shivalinga as Narsingadev? Then from Shivalinga, Lord Narsingadev appeared and killed that fellow. So that is called the Linga broke and Narsingadev appeared. Still the deity is there in South India somewhere. You know, that is called Spota Narsingha. You know, Spota Narsingha, like that. So we must understand the proper tattva and accordingly worship. So the devotees, yesterday I saw, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur strictly condemned that, you know, devotees, when they go to Shiva temple, they should not take any prasad. Please remember, it's a big offense. When we go to Shiva temple, you don't apply that vibhuti on your Vaishnava tilak. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told that anybody who applies, because this one line is Shiva, another line is Brahma, and in between the place, you know, you should always clean this place. It is a resident place of Lakshmi Narayan. Yeah? So anybody who applies that cross tilak, he gets the aparadha of breaking one Vishnu temple. So be careful. You know, yesterday one devotee was arguing with me, you know, with cross tilak and what to do, that pujari kept. You know, some devotees are applying, you know, it's a very big offense to put that tilak, Vaishnava, that, you know, that vibhuti on Vaishnava tilak, because you are breaking the Vishnu temple. Like that. So Mahaprabhu told that if you see early in the morning, if you see a person with cross tilak, you know, sa vastra, you must jump into the river. You know, so careful, you know, if you are carrying some mobile phone and all, you'll get spoiled, laptop. Right? So, Vaishnavas, then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was strictly instructed not to take any prasad, all this coconut and these, that. You know? Because, but Mahaprabhu ate Mahaprasad only in Lingaraj temple, because Lingaraj is part Shaligram, Vishnu, Harahar, Harihar Mahadev. Then previously Ananta Vasudev deity is there, you know, just next to Lingaraj temple. That Prasad, Mahaprasad of Ananta Vasudev, it used to be offered in the Lingaraj temple. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate Mahaprasad in Lingaraj temple. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, only all of India, only Lingaraj temple devotees can accept prasad. But now that also we can't do, because now they stopped that process. Right? Actually, there is a, there was no need to go to, because Prabhupada, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go and all, Srila Prabhupada never used to go. Because he was afraid that people will get deviated. But now I see, you know, everybody goes. Right? So actually, it's not required, you know. We don't have to. If at all you pray to Lord Shiva, you know, you pray that, you know, make us free from false ego. Otherwise, Krishna is there, and you know, we don't have to go to anybody else. Okay? Akama sarvakama mokshakama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Krishna says in 11th canto Bhagavatam that those people, my devotees, who think that if they get skin disease they have to go to sun god, if they want a beautiful wife they have to go to Lord Shiva, they are fools. They think that I cannot, as if they go to sun god or they go to Lord Shiva, as if I cannot cure skin disease or as if I cannot give a beautiful wife. Krishna condemned. So even if you have some material desire, you know, if you want visa or anything, you know, Krishna only, you know, they have, you know, in South India they have visa Ganpati. Our Ramchandra and Sitaji are very, whoever worships them, if they want visa, they will get. So many devotees who worship Sita and Ram in our temple, they got visas, you know. So if you want visa, you can worship Sita and Ram. Right? But you don't have to worship, you know, Lord Shiva or, you know, Ganesh. Like that. Of course, we respect him as a great Vaishnava. You know, and he's a friend to the Vaishnavas. When Sanatana Goswami, you know the pastime? In Govardhan, there is one place where Sanatana Goswami used to do bhajan. Then so many mosquitoes were troubling him. Then he wanted to go away, Sanatana Goswami. Then when he was trying to go, Lord Shiva came and requested, please you stay here only. Then Sanatana Goswami said, you know, these mosquitoes are, troubling me so much. And they said, don't worry, they are my chelas, you know. I will tell them not to bite. So they said, stay back. Like that. If mosquitoes are biting, you can pray to Lord Shiva. ओके अरे टाइम हो गया. ओके एनी क्वेश्चन. उनको भी होंगे.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु. देर आर लॉट ऑफ पीपल हु वर्शिप लॉर्ड कृष्णा विथ सम मटेरियलिस्टिक डिजायर. सो आर दे रियली डूइंग भक्ति और आर दे डूइंग पूजा?
दे आर डूइंग भक्ति ओनली बिकॉज कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस कृष्ण भक्ति सो पावरफुल बिकॉज इट इज मेंशन दैट अकाम सर्वकाम मोक्ष काम उदारदी तीव्रेन भक्ति योगेना यजेत पुरुषम परम. Even if you have all desires, even if you have no desires, even if you have mukti kam, still you should worship Krishna in pure devotion service. Tivrena bhakti yogena. So by doing that, even if somebody has material desires, Krishna consciousness is so powerful, just like Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted a kingdom greater than Brahma. But by the time he performed devotional service, he became so purified. He said, my dear Lord, kachan vichinvan api divya ratnam, swamin kritartho asmi varam nayache. I was looking for glass pieces, but I found a diamond. Now I don't want anything. So that is the difference between worshipping Krishna and worshipping other demigods. Like Vrukasura worshipped Lord Shiva, but he was not purified of his desire. But so many devotees, Dhruva Maharaj, Kardamuni and all, they worship Lord Krishna for material desires. But by the time his devotional service finished, they became purified. They said, no, we don't want. So that is the difference. So it is mentioned that if you serve Krishna, that is pure devotional service.
Hare Krishna Bhu. Roja Abji bole pehle. मेरा क्वेश्चन है, हिरण्यकशिप ये जन्म से भक्त है और प्रहलाद महाराज ये भी जन्म से भक्त है, लेकिन आजकल जो भक्त का परिवार में जो जन्म लेते ये भक्त है कि अभक्त है किसी पता नहीं. यदि वह भक्त है लेकिन मंदिर नहीं आते कि माला भी जप नहीं करते और शिवजी मंदिर जाते, और ये क्या भक्त है ना क्या भक्त है? हमारे मंदिर के भी कुछ ही भक्त है.
यू नो यू आस्क एनी ऑफ द किड्स यू नो आर बॉर्न हियर वंस आवर श्रीहरि प्रभु सन ही वॉज सिटिंग एंड चैंटिंग हियर वेन ही वॉज वेरी स्मॉल. आई टोल्ड वॉट मंत्र आर चैंटिंग. आई वॉज जस्ट जोकिंग विथ हिम. ही सेड आई एम चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण. सेड व्हाई डोंट यू चैंट ओम नमः शिवाय यू विल गेट लॉट ऑफ मनी. नो कृष्ण इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. यू नो आई विल चैंट हिज मंत्र ओनली. You ask any of the kids, you ask them who is Krishna, they will say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada said, if anybody says this one sentence, enough, he is a great devotee of the Lord. 90% he is out of this world. Only 10% he has to do a little bit here and there, and he will go back and back to God. So anybody who came to this stage, where he says that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is a pure devotee. Prabhupada said, if you cannot preach anything, whomever you meet, you tell, keep on telling, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme. Just keep on saying, that's it. Clear? So we should not judge people, We should not be judgmental. Because what is their relationship with Krishna, we don't know. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur's eldest son, he was a postman, and then he became like a man, a little bit mentally disturbed, and he suffered a lot. At the time of death, Vishnu Dudas came, and one light appeared from his navel and traveled, and then his Gaudiya Vaishnava Tilak turned into Sri Vaishnava Tilak. and Bhagavati Devi and all the other devotees, all his family members, they were there, and the whole room was lighted up with effulgence, you know, because Vishnu Dutas came, and the devotee spoke, his elephant spoke, that I was a Sri Vaishnava in my last life. Because I condemned Gaudiya philosophy, I committed an offense towards Gaudiya Vaishnavas. I took birth like this and suffered all this while. Then he told, Vimal Prasad, he is not an ordinary soul. And Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is the highest philosophy in the world. You know, then he offered prayers to Lord Chaitanya. Then again, that Sri Vaishnava Tilak turned into Gaudiya Vaishnava Tilak. And Vishnu Dutas, they took him away. You know, sometimes because of some reasons, some devotees may act in a particular way. But if somebody in his heart accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is a pure devotee. So we should not be judgmental.
ठीक है, अच्छा लगा. ये और एक क्वेश्चन है, जो लोग शिवजी की पूजा करते हैं, प्रत्येक दिन पूजा करते हैं और शिवजी का नाम लेते, ये मरने के समय कहाँ जाएगा और इसको जमदूत इसको लेने के लिए आएगा कि नहीं आएगा? क्योंकि आप जो बोलते हैं शिवजी परम वैष्णव है,
यान्ति देवा व्रता देवान पितृन यान्ति पितृव्रता, दोज़ हू वर्शिप डेमीगॉड्स दे गो टू डेमीगॉड प्लैनेट्स. So they go to Kailash.
नहीं, इसको लेने के लिए जमदूत तो आएगा कि नहीं आएगा?
जमदूत आएंगे और उधर भेजेंगे उनको. कैलाश भेजेंगे उनको, क्योंकि पहले जजमेंट होता है ना, यमलोक लेके जाते हैं ना, उधर जजमेंट करते हैं. अच्छा ठीक है, ये बंदा शिवजी को पूजा किया, सो कैलाश भेजो उसको. इन्होंने अच्छा काम किया, स्वर्गलोक भेजो. उसको सुंदर स्त्री के साथ एंजॉय करना चाहता है, चंद्रलोक भेजो. ऐसा यमराज डिसाइड करते हैं. लेकिन विष्णुदूत हमारे लिए यमदूत नहीं आएंगे, विष्णुदूत ही आएंगे. यानी सम कुछ
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Prabhuji, as you mentioned that demons who are not directly killed by Krishna do not get liberation. So what is their destination? Where do they go?
They will get very good birth. Very opulent, great birth they will get.
They have a chance to come back again in Krishna Leela and get the association of the Lord?
Yeah, I mentioned, no? Shishupal, Dantavakra, they became the Jagai and Madai. Okay, Hare Krishna.
You said that unless someone is filled with Krishna, he does not get liberated. And then Hiranyakashipu was killed and then he took birth as a Ravan. But in between, where was he in that time span?
Must be enjoying. Enjoying in Swarga. It is said that if anybody offers agarbatti to Krishna, agarbatti, jitna der tak wo jalta hai, ek ghanta jala hai ya 30 minute jala, you know, suppose 1 hour it was, so he will for 1000 years he will live in Vaikuntha, you know, local Vaikuntha, like Dhruva's planet or Svetadvip. Understand? Somebody who offers lamp to Krishna, you know, there is a benediction. For so many thousands of years, you will stay in Vaikuntha. So, local Vaikuntha gaya hoga.
Proji, one more question, that Aghasura, he did some offense towards a devotee, and then he got his birth. And similarly it happened with Nalkuver and Manigriva. So is it that if someone offends, because earlier they were demigods kind of, so if someone offends, so they take they get a mercy kind of thing, because they get killed by Krishna.
or liberated by Krishna. So it is good or what?
That is a Vaishnava's curse and Vaishnava's blessing. Both are absolute. You know? Narad Muni curse Nalagriva Manikuvera, but they are only demigods. Now they became pure devotees. Right? So that is why anybody who comes in contact with a pure devotee, even for a fraction of a second, he will go back and back to God. You know, there is a pastime. Once they had a confusion. What will happen if you associate with a pure devotee for a fraction of a second? Lava Matra Sadhisam. Right? Then they all went to Yamaraj. Yamaraj went to Brahma. You know, there is some discussion was going on in Yamara planet. Yamaraj went to Brahma Loka. Brahma said, I also don't know. Let us go to Lord Shiva. You know? So, that is Ambarish Maharaj's son or brother or somebody. Right? So, they took him there. Brahmaji said, let us go to Lord Shiva. And then Lord Shiva said, I also don't know. Then they went to Vaikuntha. You know, this Ambarish Maharaj's brother, he was so sinful that there was no sin that he has not committed. Then they all went to Vaikuntha and they asked Lord Narayana, said, what happened? Why did you come? You know, this Yamaraja has got this doubt. You know, what will happen if somebody associates with a pure devotee for a fraction of a second? Then Lord Narayana smiled and said, this is what will happen. Brahma, Shiva and Yamaraj will bring that soul to Vaikuntha. So he said, you keep him back and then all of you go. Right? Why? Because Ambarish Maharaj's brother, he met Narada Muni. Narada Muni said, don't preach to me. Because Narada Muni wanted to tell, you know, this, don't do all these things, sinful activities, this, that. So he was very upset. Don't preach to me, get lost. But Narada Muni already associated with 1 minute. So that's why Yamaraj got a doubt, you know, what will happen, you know, this fellow associated with Narada Muni, what is to be done with him? Like that. Okay, bahut der ho gaya. श्रीमद् भागवतम की हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम